The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs continues to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic to protect and care for veterans, their families, and VA staff, while rolling out several new benefits programs. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Paul Lawrence, Undersecretary of Benefits at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, to learn more, and she has this report.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Undersecretary of Benefits, Paul Lawrence, says his division is working safely during the pandemic to serve the interests of veterans.
Our team is teleworked enabled, so we've continued to provide benefits to veterans. Some things have changed. Our personal contact centers closed for obviously the safety of our veterans and our employees. And as you know, the process whereby you get benefits if you've been injured and have a disability, we have to do a medical exam to make sure we're getting the right benefits, the right conditions. Those were done in person. So in early April, we had to stop the in-person ones. We've tried to do a lot through tele-CNP exams, but some of that's just not possible. So as the country is beginning to reopen, we are starting in-person CNP exams. So we're anxious to get back to the old normal, I guess. But we've been here. We've been awarding benefits, processing claims, and serving veterans.
The Veterans Benefits Administration in 2020 is deploying several new benefits initiatives. One is the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. The U.S. military during the Vietnam War used herbicide defoliants, including Agent Orange, in chemical warfare. Exposure to Agent Orange has been linked to 14 health conditions, including diabetes, Parkinson's disease, and cancer. Land-based veterans presumed to have been exposed have qualified for VA disability benefits for decades now, but this year, veterans who served up to 12 miles offshore of Vietnam or in the Korean Demilitarized Zone are also presumed to have been exposed, entitling them to benefits as well.
The law was signed by the president in June, and it gave us till January 1st of 2020 to prepare. And that was really important part of that because the preparation was complicated. One of the things we had to do was gather all the logs of the ships in the U.S. Navy at the time, 1,800 ships, and every day, three times a day, they would take a mark of where they were. So those were old paper stuff, and we had to digitize those so we could help find if the veterans were within the 12 miles.
He says the VA is notifying veterans at risk as well as family members.
We've continued to receive claims and process them. It's going quite well. It's working out as we plan. And the big challenge we have right now, and it sounds like you're helping us, is getting the word out to veterans. You know, if you think you're covered by these conditions, please apply for benefits. Also, the survivors, and, you know, ironically, given their age, as you know, it's, you know, nieces and nephews, kids and grandkids, someone who would have known about this situation so we can, you know, make sure Vietnam veterans get these benefits.
The Veterans Benefits Administration has built a new web portal explaining who qualifies for the new benefit, detailing the 14 associated health conditions.
If you go to va.gov and search on Blue Water Navy, you go right to the page, and also there's a link to how do I apply for these benefits.
The VA Benefits Administration is also promoting its new Solid Start program, reaching out to new veterans about accessing services and benefits earned while serving in the military.
In January of 18, the president signed an executive order that directed the Department of Defense, Department of Labor, and VA to get together and figure out how to make the military to civilian transition better for our veterans. It set in motion a joint group to study different possibilities about what to do and come up with an action plan. The action plan was delivered about a year later, and one of the recommendations was essentially what became Solid Start, which is better facilitating the connectivity of our new veterans to the VA. So they realize the benefits they've earned, and they are connected. Because as you can imagine, you know, a veteran leaves the world's greatest team, the U.S. military, becomes a civilian, and in many ways can be disconnected.
Lawrence says VA benefits personnel are querying new veterans directly by phone.
But now that we're doing these phone calls and a lot of veterans are accepting them, so many of the questions are about just what you said, access to benefits, access to health care. There have been very few, you know, interventions or the things that I think people assumed. And quite frankly, the questions of the conversations are driven by the veterans. So, and then we follow up with an email giving them resources and information so they connect. So far, you know, in many ways, it's gone better than expected.
And data furnished for this report indicate that over 63,000 veterans have been successfully contacted. Veterans can enroll in the federal health insurance marketplace, where some may be eligible for lower costs on health premiums and out-of-pocket costs based on their income. But Lawrence says VA benefits are an affordable solution.
It costs nothing to apply for benefits. If you are granted disability under certain conditions, your access to health care is free. Under other conditions, it's primarily based on income, so it could be it could cost you something, but it's generally affordable. So I would say, you know, for our veterans who need health care, you've been injured, you know, you've distinguished yourself with a Purple Heart and the like, you know, this is a very, very generous benefits that have been earned, and we try hard not to make veterans pay again for them.
To learn more, veterans can search benefits.va.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.